and welcome to Underground Magnolia Podcast with me, the one and only Desiree Avalto in the whole wide world. On this episode of Underground Magnolia Podcast, I'm chatting with a youth activist who shatters stereotypical notions that Gen Zers are lazy, unaffected, and spoiled. I'm here with the young, Black, and gifted 19-year-old Nyla Shote, who started the nonprofit My Roots Are Rich when she was in high school. The social justice organization addresses systemic racism and served as a catalyst for releasing her self-published children's book of the same name. In 2021, she organized a Black Lives Matter peaceful protest in Milipitas, California, which is in the heart of Silicon Valley, where not that many Black folks roam. And if that's not enough, she's now taken her skills to the historically Black women's college, Spelman, where she is continuing her leadership path. So before you sit back and listen, get your kids and grandkids and anybody else to hear this inspiring story that illustrates that being young doesn't have to be about negativity, but about sparking change.
The media, just like the textbooks, will only show the stories that they want to be shown. I'll say that again. They only want to show the stories that they want to be shown, especially of us, because there are so many, so many amazing positive things that not only young Black people are doing, but just Black people in general are doing, who are giving back, who are nonprofit leaders, who are activists, who are teachers, who are podcast hosts, doing these amazing things, telling our stories, but they're not going to focus on that. They're going to focus on the gun violence. They're going to focus on the drugs. And that's because we're not behind those cameras. We're not, it's not us telling our own stories to ever have to experience. So knowing that there's, you know, people who are in power who are able to amplify youth activism like myself, or just activism overall, it's just so beautiful. So I want anyone who's listening to know that if you have any type of way to uplift a voice that may not be being heard right now, do so. And, you know, while you're, you know, climbing to the top, always reach down to support others as well. I mean, last year, or even just this year, I was in two commercials on that aired during the NAACP Awards, and as well as TV1 Urban Honors Awards. And to think back to 2020, to being how scared I was to just lead the largest Black Lives Matter protest. And I was so scared. I was so timid. I was even so soft-spoken. But to be the person I am today, to be on these stages and to know that I'm able to inspire so many young girls and boys across the world, it's just so amazing. I never would have probably dreamt this in 1,000 years, but I'm just so glad to be where I am today. And I'm just so excited to see where I'll be going in the future.
Yes, Nyla, we hear you. In 2018, she got the ball rolling with the help of her mom, my high school classmate who has nonprofit experience and who taught Nyla all she needed to know about setting up a charitable organization. And My Roots Are Rich was born.
So a little bit about, you know, like My Roots Are Rich is that it is really a movement. That's how I like to start it as, because yes, it's a company. Yes, it's a business. Yes, I have a nonprofit organization. But overall, the mission of My Roots Are Rich is to empower, inspire, and educate people about the rich history of African Americans and all of our contributions to America. This brand has really evolved over time. I mean, in 2018, I was just, I believe, like a sophomore in high school. And it all started because I realized when I was in high school that oftentimes when we'd open the textbooks, we'd only be taught about the negative parts of people of African descent, teaching us that Africa is only known for diseases, malnutrition, and poverty. And I was like so sad. I was like, oh my goodness, why are we only being shown this? And then I ended up talking to my mom and she was like, girl, like, did you know, like, you are actually descendant of kings and queens, mathematicians, doctors, the list goes on. And I realized, I was like, you know what? We need to have some sort of movement where people are able to be taught about a rich history outside of the classrooms if it's not being taught in the classrooms. And that's really where my roots to rich kind of just started, and it just continued to evolve to where it is today.
To get the message out, Nyla held and still holds in-person and virtual workshops in and outside of the classroom nationwide. In 2022, she released a children's book, also named My Roots Are Rich. She told me the idea for the book came to her in the middle of one night while sleeping in her freshman dorm room.
I had actually been sleeping one night, and I woke up, and I promise you, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I write poetry. I write poetry for fun. And my fingers just started moving. I promise you, my fingers were literally just moving. And I wrote a poem called About My Roots Are Rich. And I read the poem to my mom and dad. And they're like, oh my God, this is beautiful. And I was like, I want this to be a children's book.
Here's some text from the book and more about its purpose.
Your roots are rich and they're older than time. In your knowledge of self, they grow through the vines. The vines and the veins, they grow within your skin. The vines and the veins are what make you divine. Yeah, so really in that part, she's talking about like your roots are, it's within your body. It's within your spirit. Your ancestors are like living within you. And the really cool thing about my book is that it can be interpreted in different ways. Sometimes people think that the butterfly that I have in the book who's telling the stories of like, oh no, your roots are rich, that they're older than time, that can be God, that can be your parents, that can be your ancestors speaking.
Nyla gives thanks to both her mom and dad for helping her research how to self-publish a book, which propelled a nationwide book tour. Her parents were also supportive of Nyla when she organized a peaceful Black Lives Matter protest. As we all know, the protests were sweeping the nation in 2020 in response to George Floyd and other injustices that African Americans had been experiencing. And in 2021, Nyla decided she did not want to be on the sidelines of change, but right in the mix.
I realized that there were a bunch of marches happening throughout the Bay Area, which is where I'm originally from, Milpitas, California. And I went to San Francisco, I went to San Jose, and they were all doing these Black Lives Matter protests. And then I realized, I was like, okay, why do I have to drive, 30 minutes away to go to a protest for the Black Lives Matter movement? Why is there not one happening in my city? And I was literally talking to my mom in the car, and she was like, I mean, like, you have to be the change that you want to see. And I was like, then I just posted a flyer and I was like, hey, Black Lives Matter protests happening here in the city of Milpitas. And oh my goodness, I promise you within like 15 minutes, I was just getting thousands of messages, different organizations saying, hey, can we collab? Hey, can we bring pizzas? Hey, can we sponsor water bottles? My school district saying, hey, do you guys want to meet up at the school and then go to City Hall? The mayor reaching out. It was absolutely insane. And that's when I really realized like, oh my goodness, like, there is power in this little 16-year-old girl. Like, I have the power to make change.
The BLM protests were during the time when COVID-19 was raging. After her protest ended, Nyla knew she needed to do something for frontline workers. She organized virtual literacy programs for children of bus drivers, nurses, and more, that not only helped students in her local community, but went on to make an impact nationally and internationally as well. Told you Nyla was and is impressive. And let's keep it going. She is currently a junior at Spelman with a major in English and a minor in entrepreneurship and innovation. Of course, she's making her mark there as well, which is not a surprise.
I am heavily involved on campus, but one of my main duties is being the president of the Spelman Entrepreneurship Club. We're just cultivating an environment of entrepreneurship and like-minded students on campus being able to bounce ideas off of each other, as well as have like a safe space for, people who are also just budding entrepreneurs who don't really know where to start. And so I absolutely love the club so much. It's my baby. It's been really, really fun. It's definitely one of my safe havens on campus. But outside of campus, I just recently got into the Rice Retail Readiness Academy, which is with the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurship. And with the Retail Readiness Academy, they're helping us get our brands ready to be in the retail spaces such as Target, Walmart, in person in Barnes and Nobles. So it's been really amazing.
Additionally, Nyla recently won first place in the Amazon-sponsored Blackest Entrepreneurial Pitch Competition held at Spelman's Brothers School, Morehouse. At the competition, she won $7,000, which will be used to expand My Roots Are Rich from books and apparel to dolls, other toys, and backpacks. Plus, the McDonald's Corporation selected her as one of 10 young Black change leaders for their Black and Positively Golden Initiative. In partnership with the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, the initiative provides a major investment in education and other opportunities in Black communities throughout the nation. It also gives the change leaders platforms to spread their message of hope and action by participating in a variety of events such as the NAACP Image Awards. Thanks, Nyla Shote, for coming on Underground Magnolia Podcast. You are a huge inspiration to young people everywhere. For more on Nyla, go to her Instagram at My Roots Are Rich. That's at My Roots Are Rich. Her website is, of course, myrootsarerich.org. That's myrootsarerich.org. And don't forget that right now you can order My Roots Are Rich book from her website or on Amazon. You can also buy the companion color book and merch from her website. For more information on this episode, please go to undergroundmagnolia.com. That's undergroundmagnolia.com. Just click on the show and all info, including links, will be there. While on my website, you will also see all of my podcast episodes, which can be heard wherever you listen to podcasts. So please listen, rate, review, and comment. If you want to be on Underground Magnolia Podcast, send an email to contact@undergroundmagnolia.com. That's contact@undergroundmagnolia.com. My Instagram is Underground Magnolia Podcast. Again, that's @undergroundmagnoliapodcast. Please spread the word. Till next time, this is Desiree Avalto, the only Desiree Avalto on the planet. For Underground Magnolia Podcast, I'm out.